It has an aerodynamic drag coefficient of 0.05. Friction is almost non-traceable. It's also equipped with a hydraulic suspension system which can adjust to either off-road or street use.
Tricky, Norman. Real tricky.
Yeah, well, all right. Now, these are high volume
air boxes. They boost the horsepower. How fast does she go?
It's estimated cruising speed is 200 miles per hour.
What a juice.
With hyper thrust, it should approach 300.
300? Well, what's hyper thrust?
Well, it's a computer assist mode that I control.
Wait a minute. I thought I was the test
pilot. Relax. You are the test pilot, but this system happens to be a little too complex for one man to handle. Now, I told you that. I'm tied in by closed-circuit audio and video. If there's any malfunction, I can shut down the bike and hopefully avoid any disaster.
Just what I need. A backseat driver.
Yeah, well, would you stand back, please? I'd like to show you something else. Now, for maximum braking, I've completely redesigned the airfoils to take full advantage of negative airflow. If necessary, you can stop on a dime.
Well, what's this baby doing?
You shouldn't touch that. That controls the compressed air vertical lift system. One blast of that and you launch 30 meters into the air.
Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Oh, dear.
Hey, Norman, hear me out, buddy. Look, if I hit this vertical lift system, right,
mm-hmm.
then I jam on the airfoils, what would happen?
Well, theoretically, you'd do a midair backflip and probably kill yourself, so I wouldn't even think about that one, okay?
Too bad. Sounds like fun.
Right. Now, I think we've done about enough for tonight. Next time, we'll go into its defense and attack apparatus.
Whoa! What'd I do?
Nothing. It wasn't programmed for you yet.
Great alarm system.